Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware artist Jen Hintz Egger's work is influenced by her journey as a new mom, along with geometric pattern making and a simple, versatile shape. Her work is on display at the Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington's Carvel State Office Building through July 25th. And in this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks with Jen Hintz Egger's to learn more about her art and her current exhibition, Seeds of Life.
I'd like to start by asking you about the work that's on display and what visitors can expect to see.
Yeah, some of the paintings are a little bit older, so there's a little bit of a transition from painting about that's really centered on early motherhood, breastfeeding and nursing. There's a few paintings in there that feature what I call mammary flowers. They're abstracted mammary glands that when I was in medical settings and seeing these anatomical illustrations hung on the wall like you do in a doctor's office, I thought, oh my gosh, they look like flowers. That's crazy. And I just kind of like dove into that. So there's two paintings on display that have the mammary flowers featured paired with edible flowers. And I was really interested in this mirroring of the biological structures, the body structures, with these plant structures that are much more familiar. You know, a lot of us have seen an artichoke in the grocery store. You may have eaten a fig before and not known that it was a flower. So that kind of body-nature connection and seeing the similarities of the shapes and forms between the two. And that's kind of led me down this line of looking at branching structures like blood vessels or trees. And it's kind of a little ambiguous which one is in the painting, which one I'm referencing. It does usually kind of lean towards trees. I spend a lot of time out in the woods, and that comes through in the work. So there's these, you know, bright colors and natural patterns.
The exhibition is called Seeds of Life, and you talked about part of it is an exploration of early motherhood. And I wonder, is that experience, do you think it's going to be a permanent part of your art, that it's baked into your creative psyche now, or is this something that'll continue to evolve as your journey through motherhood evolves?
A bit of both, I think. You know, it's there's no going back now. You know, it's part of who I am. It's part of my life. It's that will never change. But also, it changes all the time. And, you know, the kids get more independent, they grow up, they move on, and that's the cycle of how parenthood works, right? I'm sure it will be there, but I'm sure it will also change. So whatever I am kind of immersed in at the time is what comes out in the artwork.
I wanted to ask you specifically in your art about the use and the significance of circles. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's been in my work for so long, I'd be hard-pressed to give a real origin to it. It is this kind of universal symbol that exists in through cultures throughout history. It comes up again and again. It's a very simple symbol, right? And when I'm making the patterns, it's important to me that it be something that I can do fairly easily. I'm not a mathematician, and I don't want to spend my whole day doing the geometric tessellations that are all, you know, very, very time consuming. And a circle is much easier. So I just use a straight edge and a compass to make the pattern. But you can get surprisingly intricate with just a straight edge and a compass. Even though it's very simple, you can also get very specific with what you're saying with that shape. So that's really kind of, that strikes me, right? Like that's something that I've spent a lot of time with. It just catches my interest that, you know, this thing that is so simple easy to repeat, but it's also very, very specific and very meaningful. And it suits the thoughts that I'm having when I'm making the work.
Are there particular artists or art movements that have been really influential to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've spent a lot of time with kind of like the visionary art genre crew of contemporary artists. So that would be centered around Alex Gray and Allison Gray. They're husband and wife, and they have a wonderful community up in the Hudson Valley, New York. People might be more familiar with Alex Gray's work. He illustrated the artwork for Tool, the album covers for Tool. But I've also spent time with the pattern and decoration movement of the 70s. So in particular, Joyce Kozloff, she's an artist, a painter who works with a lot of patterns also, and specifically Middle Eastern background patterns and maps. She's done tile installations in local folks in Wilmington. If you've been to the train station, she has the tile installations that on the entryway of the train station. I also spent some more time recently with Georgia O'Keeffe. It was one of those things that I kind of always like brushed it off, like, okay, yeah, sure. Everybody knows who Georgia O'Keeffe is. Everybody knows the flowers, yada, yada. But I really sat down and read like her biography and got like reading her writing and looking deeper into her huge portfolio of work. She's made so much work. And that's been a more recent inspiration, kind of deep dive into Georgia O'Keeffe.
Talk to me about your creative process and how art goes from idea to a finished piece.
It's actually a pretty long process. It doesn't happen all the time, but it has happened a few times that I will be sitting doing something completely unrelated, like in a thoughtful space, but not an art space. And I'll just have an idea. I'll have an image that kind of comes into my head and quick grab a sheet of paper, jot it down, scribble it out, and come back to it later. And then that turns into some small little sketches, little drawings, little paintings. And then it turns into, well, let's do it again, but this time bigger. Let's do it again, this time even bigger. And I just keep repeating it, changing it until it gets to something that I'm really happy with. So like in the current show that's at the mezzanine right now, that there's a series of five paintings called the Memento Vivere, and which means a reminder to live. I had this idea of cells multiplying, but using the seed of life pattern that I'm working with to create that kind of imagery. So, you know, real quick, scribble it down in my sketchbook and come back to it, you know, days, weeks later, and start to flesh out that idea and figure out how to make it to a finished piece. The other route of the process starts with looking at what's around me. I take like sketchbooks out into the woods. I do a lot of plein air sketching, or even if I'm just sitting in the diner, I might sketch like a light fixture. Or I've been known to sketch like architectural details, sign painting, like those kinds of decorative arts. And then like a motif will catch my attention or something along that lines. And I'm like, oh, there's something I want to look into that further. I want to do something with this. I want to use this in some way. And so that becomes the basis of an artwork too.
I wonder, what's your ideal environment to work in?
I don't know if I have one. I think my ideal workspace is wherever I have time and space to do it. I do really love having these tall walls here that I can have bigger canvases. I haven't worked large in a long time, so some of the pieces that are in the mezzanine now, they're 30-inch by 40-inch canvases. That's the largest I've done, like, since college, maybe, because I finally have the space to actually set up a canvas that large. it's really refreshing to be able to kind of put my whole arm into a movement. Like I can really sweep a brush across the whole canvas, and that's a different experience. Like it's a different physical and sensory experience than painting small. But I also really love just perching on a rock with a tiny little 4-inch by 6-inch sketchbook and making a little drawing. Like that's kind of equally enjoyable to me.
And finally, what do you hope viewers will take away from seeing this exhibit?
Yeah, I think I really hope that people can see the work and take a minute with the work and really sit with it and let it just kind of remind you that life will go on. Sometimes things are really turbulent, really troublesome, and yet there's trees that are thousands of years old. And nobody really knows the future. And we're just going to find out. We're going to get through it. And that's really what the paintings are meant to be a reminder of, is that, yeah, some days are really hard, but also the cycles are long and they will continue.
Thanks to Wilmington area artist Jen Hintz-Eggers and our Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. Jen Hintz-Eggers' solo exhibition, Seeds of Life, is on display through July 25th at the Delaware Division of the Arts Mezzanine Gallery in the Carville State Office Building in Wilmington. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we highlight reporting by University of Delaware student journalists. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.